We've just heard those comments from Liberal MP Andrew Hastie. The Prime Minister has now responded. Let's go to our reporter in Canberra, Stephanie Boris. Stephanie, what has Scott Morrison had to say about these concerns raised by a member of his government?
The Prime Minister says Andrew Hastie is free to make these comments as a member of the backbench and in no way has shut them down. Now, these comments, as mentioned there, have been written in an opinion piece in the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. Andrew Hastie warning that Australia's freedoms are in danger if action isn't taken, and he's compared the world's approach to China's growing power to the West's failure to stop the rise of Nazi Germany, saying there is much more work to be done and that Australia's greatest vulnerability lies in our thinking, pointing to parliaments, universities and businesses. So when Scott Morrison was asked whether more action was needed, he actually referred to comments he himself made earlier this year. They weren't as forthcoming as Andrew Hastie's, just a bit more diplomatic and cautious.
These issues are not new, and the challenges in doing this are not new. They're well known to the government, and they're things that the government has been very proactive about now for some time. And we will continue to work to have a cooperative arrangement with China.
So that's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Stephanie, senior Liberal MP, Labor MPs have also reacted to Andrew Hastie's comments. What are they saying?
Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers has been out this morning and he's labelled Andrew Hastie's comments as extreme, overblown and unwelcome. Now, Mr. Chalmers does agree that the issues at play are serious, but he fears that Mr. Hastie's comments could make it harder for Australia to manage its relationship with China.
There are lots of complex issues at play here. We shouldn't pretend that there aren't. They are multi-layered. There are economic issues, security issues and all of the rest of it. I think the onus is on all of us to use measured, sober, clear-headed language rather than go for a sensational headline.
And just on another national security matter today, it's been announced that the Australian Signals Directorate Chief, Mike Burgess, will become Australia's new Director General of ASIO. So Mr. Burgess will replace retiring Chief Duncan Lewis.
Stephanie Boris, our reporter there in Canberra. Thank you.